This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of the California and Nevada Credit Union League's REACH Conference here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who's in the studio lounge, Origins' very own George Batty. George, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. How's the conference going for you so far? Day two, one and a half, something like that?
You know, it's hard to keep track in Vegas, I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's not go there too far.
It's been great so far. You know, a lot of folks that haven't seen in a while, so it's good kind of connecting with those people and making new connections.
Indeed, that's what it's all about. So any highlights, anything that you've been, any speakers or anything like that you want to share, any highlights?
I've been a little busy with the exhibit hall, etc.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
The keynotes and stuff, you know, during the opening, even the pitch, this is my first REACH conference, actually.
Oh, it is, okay.
So last year there was a conflict, so I wasn't able to attend, so it's actually insightful to be able to see the different presenters, keynotes, and the information that they're providing, so it's actually really insightful.
Right on, good deal. All right, speaking of being on stage, you're going to be on stage later today, so we're going to get a little preview of your talk, which deals with hiring versus outsourcing. So give us a quick summary. Give us an overview, if you will.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, I'm part of the Origins Lending Services umbrella of Origins. So we provide different services to credit union partners that are looking for maybe kind of diversifying their needs, right, in terms of outsourcing or kind of considering why would they want to consider outsourcing versus hiring staff, right? And obviously the financial impact's the biggest topic, right? You know, it costs money any way you go. I'm going to discuss to credit unions things that I've been hearing from different credit unions across the country, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in ways that maybe they haven't thought about and be able to incite them mm-hmm. on just those pieces of information about why costs may not necessarily be a big factor of it, because there's other things to consider along with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Kind of the pros and cons of each, right?
So exactly.
So share with me maybe a couple of takeaways that you want the audience to take back with them from your talk today.
Yeah,
I don't want to steal all your thunder. Watching.
Watching early. No, but you know, definitely, you know, even with the opening keynote at this conference, they were talking about the fintech movement, right? And just all the new things that we're seeing in the market today.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you know, if credit unions are looking to implement those types of things, there's ways that you can de-risk those opportunities. And that's where we come in, right? We can be that player or that institution or barrier, right, to be able to help de-risk those opportunities for credit unions. So yeah, it actually may save you money at an institution or credit union, right, to be able to just outsource this in the beginning, be able to understand how is this new opportunity going to work here at my credit union. So that's a big play that we do, as well as we've seen in the world disasters, right? Look at Hawaii and Maui and Florida, the hurricanes. Yeah. There's just different things that are happening that are out of our control as people. But, you know, with having a contingency plan or a business continuity plan in place, that's mm-hmm. where we also provide credit unions with comfort, because they can turn to us in times of need as well. Mm-hmm. So those are some highlights that I'll be discussing during my little talk today.
It's not a little talk. It's very important. Yeah, because this is top of mind for a lot of credit unions right now, obviously. So obviously this wouldn't be on the schedule if it wasn't. So, yeah, so this is really, really good stuff here. So what do you want folks in your audience to take back to their credit unions based on what you're talking? What's the big goal here that you want to, or the big message that you want to get across to them?
Yeah, it's just kind of open your mind, right? Some credit unions may not even know that outsourcing exists for different functions, right? And to be able to let them know, hey, you know what? We can be your back office operations if you need us, right?
Maybe
it's not full-time. Maybe it's just part-time or after-hours overflow, those types of needs, right, that they're having their own staff work today, and maybe they're not happy about that. Yeah. You know, who wants to work on a weekend, unfortunately, these days? But, you know, we have people in place to be able to help accommodate needs, and we're very open-minded in terms of making our services a la carte. So not every credit union has to pick the same type of package. We break those down to be able to help credit unions really fine-tune what is it that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the goal, right, is being able to see what is there any situations or any any bottleneck at the credit union, right, that they could help alleviate, create better, you know, relations with their own employees, and just be able to create an ultimate member experience.
And that's what we're all looking for, for sure. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you go practice your speech, do a little rehearsal?
You know, I mean, I'm just looking forward to meeting new people and connecting still. One thing, you know, I'll be around, so if you happen to watch this and see me, you know, feel free to come up. But, you know, one thing I'm excited for is next year for our own Origins Conference, Lending Tech Live. It's our 30th anniversary, so
Bravo. You know,
we're going to have a big party down in San Diego.
So. Ah, I will be there, because I live in San Diego, so I'm definitely going to check it out.
Just a couple miles away.
Exactly, so. I'm going to drive down the freeway.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, so looking forward to that as well. So I will be there as well. Looking forward to seeing everyone there too.
All right, 30th anniversary for Origins in San Diego. Big party, be there.
Absolutely.
All right, George, thank you again for your time, and good luck this afternoon in your presentation. I'm sure you're gonna knock it out of the park.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.